有一问为什么很多教会请不到唐牧师，但是呢好像有一些很小的单位就可以请他来了。
There were some who asked this question, why then many of churches cannot invite Dr. Stephen Tong, but yet some of the small organization can invite him to come and speak.
这是很大的误会。
This is a great misunderstanding.
因为我们几乎没有再接受邀请了。
Because almost we do not take any invitation.
所以无论什么教会邀请我都不会去。
Whether any other church will invite, I will not go.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果答应一个教会不答应另外一个教会，就变成人家说我眼睛大小眼，像印尼的总统呢。
Because if I were to go with one church and not the other, then people will say that I have a big and a small eyes to churches.
好像印尼的总统呢。
Like the president of the Indonesia.
那么这个表示你不公义，你是不是一视一视同仁的。
Which means you are not righteous, you do not treat everything as everyone as equal.
所以布道团决定我的聚会不是接受邀请的。
So our ministry have decided that our meeting will not be on by invitation.
其他的同工可个别接受邀请。
Yes, all the co-workers can have invitations that they go.
如果你的教会有100个人，
If you have 100 people in your church,
或者200个人，
or 200,
那我每次到一个教会几天的话，我要对一两千个人讲道，我就花几个礼拜的时间。
So if I were to go to different churches to preach to thousands, then I spend maybe weeks to preach to these people.
我就决定了，我们主办聚会邀请各城市里面肯同心的同工一同来合办。
So that we have decided for future meeting, we'll invite those who have heart to organize meeting to come together, and we organize together.
所以这个聚会就不属于任何一个宗派。
So that this meeting will not belong to any denomination or churches.
所以这个城市所有爱主肯追求真理的圣徒。
But rather it belongs to the people who love the Lord in this city.
这样比较好啊，比较不好啊？
Is that better?
比较好，对不对呢？
That will be better.
所以你要告诉你的牧师，唐牧师不是骄傲不给我们请，他现在不接受邀请。
So tell your pastor, it is not because Reverend Stephen Tong is proud, that's why he do not take any invitation, but rather because we do not take any invitation at all.
台湾一位牧师说，我们等你几年都请不到，你现在自己一直来。
And Taiwan, there was a church pastor, you said that we're waiting for a few years to invite you, but you never come, but now we never invite you, and you come yourself.
我们梦都梦想不到。
And we cannot just dream about it.
那你年纪这么大，还每个礼拜自己飞来，你来我不来，哪里好意思？
Then you are so old, and yet you take flight and come every week. When you come, we have to come. If not, we are put to shame.
我想只有这个办法可以一视同仁的。
It is only with this method we can treat everyone as equal.
所以众教会的弟兄姊妹都可以来。
So all members of the churches can come.
Amen. 感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那我们除了这个解经的讲台以外，
other than this expository pulpit,
我们每一年还有几个城市有专题的神学讲座。
And every city in every year we go for this special theological topic.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
Where is the difference?
解经是一本一本，一章一章，一节一节讲。
When it is expository preaching, we preach book by book, chapter by chapter, and verse by verse.
就是讲到圣经里面去。
And preaching even right into the depth of the Bible.
神学讲座是按照一个大题目从全本圣经里面讲出来。
Where theological doctrine, we preach on the doctrine and we exit from exegete from the Bible.
所以这个是 expository.
This is expository.
一节一节解释。
And also explaining word by verse. And also phrases by phrases.
这个讲座呢是 topical preaching.
Whether for this talk it will be topical preaching.
是按照一个重要的题目，全本圣经神要我们知道的最重要的总原则把它提出来。
And according to a topic, according to what the Bible wants us to know about this topic, we want to sum it up together with the important principles.
这两种工作以外，
And other than these two ministries,
我们还有一种工作，
One more ministry that we have,
就是几年一次选定几个有影响的城市来举行大布道会。
Once in a few years, we will choose some very strategic cities so that we have a great crusade.
那么这个信息呢，就是比较对非基督徒来传讲。
And the message will be more towards non-Christians.
也使基督徒更明白我们信的福音里面的教义的架构同那个震撼性的信息的能力是什么。
But also to enable Christians to know the structure of our doctrine and also the kind of power that it has to our heart.
所以这种大聚会是次数最少的。
So this kind of big crusade will be less in frequency.
这个是 citywide crusade.
And this is a citywide crusade.
整个城市信主不信主什么教导人都可以来听。
It will be involving all people in the city, whether Christian or non-Christians.
可能几年里面只有几天。
Maybe a few years, but only a few days in the city.
那个时候我们就要这些参加 解经讲台同参加神学讲座的弟兄姊妹领受了这些信息的精神，也知道我们福音的这一个动机，那么大家同心合力，齐心努力来把神的道传给这个
城。 Then we invite those people who have participated in this seminar and expository preaching to come together, work together for the citywide crusade.
除此以外，
other than that,
这个归正神学的讲台的运动，
this movement of the reformed evangelical pulpit,
除了给你增加圣经的知识之外，
other than to increase your knowledge of the Bible,
更要建立你信仰的架构，
it's going to establish your theological and faith structure,
奠定你对神的侍奉的方向，
and even to found your direction of serving the Lord,
然后又建立你爱神的话，爱神的家，爱人灵魂的那个侍奉的火热的心。
And also to establish your heart to serve the Lord because you desire for the truth.
对内建造信仰。
So inwardly, you want to build our foundation of our faith.
对外，我们装备丰富的真理内容，以后对人对答传福音的时候，我们不会紧张，不会惧怕。
And outwardly, after we have been equipped with the word of the Lord, when we face the non-Christian to preach the word, we are not be trembling.
这些经常的聚会里面受造就的圣徒，
And this thing that have been built up for all this series of meetings,
有了足够的分量以后，他们再去见证，再去带领团去讲道，甚至开教会的时候，他们知道怎么做。
When you have been built up, when you go and lead fellowship to speak and even to found churches, then you know what to do.
如果你每个礼拜来参加，
if you were to come every week,
那我会尊重你们过于尊重神学院的学生，
then I will respect you more than I respect the theological student in the seminary.
因为神学院的学生有学分，他就好好上课，如果没有，我就不知道了。
Because in a seminary, if they have credit, then will study well, but if there's no credit, I wouldn't know whether to study well or not.
但你们一定不是为了学分来，因为我从来没有告诉你来的，我给你学分。
But when you come, of course you will not come for a credit because I never told you that I will be giving credits.
你们是为听真理而来的。
But it is because you want to listen to the truth that you come.
所以我会尊重你们。
So I respect you.
那么你说你在神学院教的跟在这个地方讲的大概有什么差别呢？
Then you was asked what is the difference of the preaching here and the seminary.
没有一个神学院我会教比我在解经讲台更详细的东西。
There would not be a single seminary whereby I'll preach in a more detailed way as what I preach in the expository preaching in this place.
因为我相信凭信徒中间有一些甚至比神学院的学生更有神学头脑的潜在。
Because I truly believe that in this kind of expository preaching congregation, there are people who might be more sharp than those who are in the theological seminary.
所以我要把最好的能给你们的尽心竭力的给你们。
So I want to give the best that what I have to you.
我们现在大概打开罗马书第一章。
We want to read in Romans chapter 1.
我们大家一同开声来读。
That we want to read together.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我不会告诉你第几面。
I wouldn't tell you which page.
因为那是最好的办法培养你变成懒惰的基督徒。
Because that's the best way to make you lazy.
所以你自己找不到回去祷告求主赦免你的罪。
So if you cannot find it, go back and pray and repent to the Lord.